who may take the greatest pleasure, having their fill of delight and ease, those that ne'er knows any end of their treasure, and walking still where they please. Silver and gold they will be wearing, riding their horses when they will, while every poor man is carping and caring, for he must live by his labor still. For well we know they must follow their calling, like the industrious painful bee, or else to poverty they will be falling. This by experience we daily see. Those that are landed men may flourish, sleeping or waking their bags they fill. But if the poor men themselves they will nourish, sure they must follow their labor still. Here we may see how brave gallants can glory, having all things at their heart's content. But to the poor 'tis a sorrowful story, when a harsh landlord call out for rent. When the poor man has none to pay him, this does his heart with sorrow kill, fearing he will in a prison lay him, although he follows his labor still. Misers are cruel and void of all pity, ever contriving to rack the poor. When they shall hear of your sorrowful ditty, this will enkindle their wrath the more. Though by their cruelty they grieve them, yet will the miser have his will. Not one in 20, alas, will relieve them. Poor men must trust to their labor still. Rich to the rich they full often are giving, this is but casting of the fat sow. But if the poor men they will have a living, must be with pains and a sweating brow. If in the world he has not one penny, this he must do with right good will. Seek out for work if that he can get any, thus he must trust to his labor still.